5:26 South African time on this beautiful Thursday morning, Yawmul Khamis, the 4th of Dhulqaada, 1444. I want to welcome the listeners of Radio Al Ansar International. I want to welcome the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And of course, I want to welcome our beloved senior teacher, respected honorable Fadilatul Ustad, Hazrat Maulana Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain Hafidhahullah. Ustad, welcome to the Q&A this early Thursday morning. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum on Arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Riyaz Hussain. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 4th of Dhulqaada, 1444. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on chapter 26, Surah Ash-Shu'ara, the poets, and verses 123 to 129. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is informing us about the previous prophets and messengers, not for entertainment or just for information, nay, as enshrined in the noble Quran, chapter 12, Surah Yusuf, and the last verse, verse 111, لَقَدْ كَانَ فِي قَصَصِهِمْ عِبْرَةٌ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. Indeed, in these episodes, in these incidents, in these events, there are lessons to be learned. But who will take lesson? Only those people of true intelligence, intellect. Hence, كَذَّبَتْ عَادٌ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. So there was a tribe. That tribe was known as قَوْمِ عَادٍ. So the people of Ad, they rejected the messengers. Rejecting one messenger is tantamount to rejecting all the messengers, because they came with the same message, the message of Islam. No messenger selected by Almighty Allah came with a different message. Every one of them was a Muslim and they were teaching Islam. Yes, the Sharia, the laws of halal, haram, that kept on evolving, changing. لِكُلِّنْ جَعَلْنَا مِنْكُمْ شِرْعَةً وَمِنْهَاجًا. But the principles and the fundamentals and the core belief structure, that remained the same. إِذْ قَالَ لَهُمْ أَخُوهُمْ هُودٌ. And belonging to the tribe was their brother Hud. Hud means to be a guide, and the name Hud, alayhi salatu salam, the messenger, selected by Almighty Allah and not elected by people. His name, isme grami, is mentioned 7 times in the noble Quran, his honorable blessed name. So his first message, Allah tattaqoon, why don't you abstain? Why don't you fear? Abstain from kufr and shirk, from blasphemy, idol worship, polytheism. Inni lakum rasulun amin. Indeed, I am a messenger to you, and I'm a man of honesty, a man of integrity. I don't have a hidden agenda, ulterior motive like politicians. Fattaqullaha wa ati'un. So fear Almighty Allah. So after iman, that fear, that taqwa has to increase all the time. Wa ati'uni, and be obedient to me, Nabi Hud alayhi salatu wasalam. There he makes it clear with them. Wa ma as'alukum alayhi min ajr. I am not asking you for any wages, any salary, or anything of that sort. In ajriya illa ala rabbil alameen. My wages, my reward is there by Almighty Allah. That is the sign of the ulama'i haqqani, ulama'i rabbani. That, remember, they won't worry and speak too much about wages and salary and so forth. They will be the ones who dedicate their lives to Almighty Allah. Obviously, we can't live on fresh air, but don't make that the aim of your life. Sufyan Thawri Rahimahullah, the genius Amirul Mu'mineen fil Hadith, Sheikh Abdul Halim Mahmood, Sheikh Al-Azhar, wrote a wonderful book for you ulama and students. You should read it, Sufyan Thawri, Amirul Mu'mineen fil Hadith. In there his ad'iya, his du'as are mentioned, supplications are mentioned. Allahumma Allahumma zuqna, oh Allah, give us the dunya and so forth, and place it fi aidina. That give it to us, but in our hands. And wala tu'tina, and don't place it in our hearts, ya Allah. So today we have reversed the whole thing. The dunya and the world and the glitter glamour is in our hearts, and the deen is in our hands. Therefore we just give up our deen, Allah forbid. So these people, yeah, they were very proud and very, very arrogant. They were great artisans. So Almighty Allah is posing a question to them. Atabanun, what? Are you building, constructing? Bikulli ri'in, ri'in makanin murtafi. On every high place, ayatan, a monument. That you're putting some structure and some monument there. Ta'abathun, a tal'abun. You're just killing time and wasting time. You look at, you must remember the Arab regimes. This one building this tower, building that tower, and so forth. Therefore, when Khalifa Harun Rashid came to Bahlul, Danae Bahlul, Bahlul Hakim, I went to his grave also, there in Iraq, Rahimahullah, the sage of the age. So when Harun Rashid told him, give me advice, he said, you Harun Rashid, what you did? Rafa'at al-tween wa wada'at al-deen. You let the sand go right on top, and the deen, you're making it go lower and lower. Rafa'at al-jas wa wada'at al-nas. You are taking the cement and placing it right on top of your palaces and castles. And the nas, the divine text and the prophetic text, that you're relegating it. In kana min amwalik, if it is from your own wealth, then you are fa anta min al-zalimin, you are an oppressor, transgressor. Wa in kana min amwalin nas, if it is from the people's wealth, the public treasury, fa anta min al-mubazirin, then you are squandering the wealth of the people, and you became brother of shaitan, as mentioned in the Quran, chapter 17, verse 27. Fa baka Harun, Harun started crying. So today see the looting, plundering going on. وَتَتَّخِذُونَ مَصَانِعَ, and then you put up the big, big structures, and you put up the skyscrapers of that time. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَخْلُدُونَ, as though as you're going to stay and dwell here in this world forever and ever. If you look at these verses and look at our own life, then you will see we're not very far from that. We also have missed the boat in many, many instances. Our priorities have gone upside down and haywire. Allah, most of us, Allah forbid, Allah protect us. Let us take you around the world, locally, nationally, internationally, with news, views and interviews. First one. European Union dumps its used clothing in Africa. Now look at what they do, the whitey, the white man. So from the West they will come, they will give Africa their junk, you must remember, their second-hand clothing, and they are all waste and so forth, and the minerals that are in Africa, they will steal that, remember. And the governments, they'll just give them certain percentage, and the bulk will go to them. And that is how the slave mentality still goes on. The apartheid still goes on, and they want their white rule and hegemony to continue. Now in Ukraine, the senior politician made a statement yesterday, we want to kill Putin. Now you don't have to be a rocket scientist to make a statement like this. They want to kill Putin because Putin is winning the war and is giving them a good thrashing. Remember that Ukraine is kaput, is finished. Remember that with all the aid, Sunak the Indian, or whether BB the Sleepy Joe, or the Sleepy Joe is giving them, or whoever else is giving them, Israel also helping them. So remember that Russia has got the upper hand and advantage to them. The Russian spy tells the US and UK, you go to hell. We got no time for you. Very good statement. I endorse that statement. That's why we like you. Zelensky's penthouse is seized in Crimea. You see, this joker, this Jutla Zelensky, you must remember that he got a big penthouse there in Crimea. Crimea is under Russian control. So they just seized it, finish, end of the story. Russia and China, no more dealing in dollars. Their ties are increasing, and remember, they deal in the yuan, that is a Chinese currency, or the ruble, and that is the Russian currency. The world's largest nuclear, now that's in Ukraine, is in limbo. Remember that they have the fuel going there, the diesel going there, the security going there, is all being compromised. One fool of them, he took some security papers and left it on top of his car. Can you believe that? So that is why if you hear suddenly a big nuclear problem, it will be first in Ukraine and then in Europe. So Bibi, let's come to Bibi, the Harami there in Israel, occupied Palestine. He's now targeting the NGOs. That we must make more conditions and restrictions for them to raise funds from foreign countries, foreign people, and so forth. America is furious about that because they all got their chimchas and sidekicks everywhere. Now they want to use, they're already using the bill to annex the West Bank. They want to steal, in simple terms, to steal more and more land in the West Bank. So when I tell you the Jutlas, the Jews, the Zionists in Israel are the biggest thugs and the crooks in the world, so how can you disagree with me? You steal every day and you tell the world you want peace, but you steal more and more pieces of Palestinian land. So therefore, the only solution will be jihad, and that will be the liberation of Palestine. There's no other way. Israelis are fed up already of this right-wing terrorist government. So many of them, hundreds and thousands, have left Israel and are flocking to Portugal. Can you believe that? Go see Lisbon and you will find them there. Then we see Saudi Arabia has mended ties with Canada, and in 2018 they had a problem, and now Saudis go, cap in hand, okay, let's do this, let's do this. Obviously, there will be some money exchange and so forth and so on. So that's how they operate, you must remember. So that is Saudi Arabia and Canada. And then our neighboring country here, Lesotho, the tiny kingdom of Lesotho, in one day you can visit the whole country. So I've been there several times. They're expecting snow today, tomorrow, maybe Saturday also. So you know what that means. When snow comes there, then it's going to be bitter cold here in Gauteng, Free State and other parts. So expect some cold conditions when it snows there in Lesotho. Malema says in an interview that when there is a blackout, he says the grid will definitely collapse. That is what Malema is saying. And when it collapses, Allah forbid, we must beg Allah, chapter 12, Surah Yusuf, verse 64, فَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ حَافِظًا وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. He says, then you will see the real revolution coming. The people will be looting, they will be plundering, and remember these ANC leaders, they won't know what's going to happen, and there will be a big revolution. So Allah Jalla Wala in His infinite grace and mercy, help us, protect us, and always, as a Muslim, remain positive in the mercy of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, and say, chapter 7, verse 151, adkhilna fi rahmatik wa anta arhamur rahimin. Oh beloved Allah, include us in your special mercy, whilst you Allah alone, you are the most merciful one to show mercy. Our message is a message of mercy, and Almighty Allah is arhamur rahimin, the one who is the most merciful one to show mercy. He habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Chapter 21, verse 107. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. The Master alayhi salatu salam is and was and is will always be the exclusive mercy to the entire universe and creation. So that is what we should promote, and that is our message.
I see Sister Olivia wants to know, Ustad, is Russia a dangerous place to visit alone, Ustad?
No, very good, very safe. I was in Russia a few years ago. From here I flew to Dubai, Dubai to Moscow, and then from there I flew to, you know, St. Petersburg, and then from St. Petersburg to Uzbekistan and so forth, so Tashkent. So it is a wonderful, great historic journey, cultural journey. It's very, very safe. You know, when I was going from Moscow airport to the hotel, and you can write it down, my sister, just write there Azimat, A-Z-I-M-A-T. So it's built by the Turks and it's owned by them, and it's opposite the biggest mosque. You know, when the World Cup was taking place there in Russia, so they built this mosque, 5-story, is the biggest mosque there. And you know, on a Friday prayer, like tomorrow Friday, so our mosque are packed to capacity. So for Friday they have 250,000, 500,000, and each time when we have our celebration, so then they have 2-3 million people coming there. The police and everybody cordon off, you know, so many streets and roads and so on. So this taxi guy, obviously I don't know a single word, you understand, of Russian. So there at the airport, I changed my money to rubles and I went to get my SIM card, and they told me there is some airtime there. So we asked them, like, you know, how long? He said 1 hour. But this guy is taking us here and there, is already more than an hour. So I like panicked. I said, I don't know what this guy is doing. So they have an emergency number. So I phoned that number, and then I told them that, you know, me, I'm a foreigner here. And I asked them, do you speak English? They said, yes. So I'm a foreigner here, and I don't know where this person is taking us. I mean, now they can, you know, just hijack you or kidnap you or something. So she told me, that lady, give the phone to the driver. So I gave him. The way she shouted him, he started crying, that driver. And then after that call, 10-15 minutes, we were there at the hotel. And he looked at me like a terrible look. You know, why did you complain? So it's very safe, you must remember that. As a foreigner, nobody will touch you. So they take care of you very well like that, remember. Yes, they got their under, you know, cover agents and everything. You won't know who's who in the zoo. You know, plainclothes policemen, spies and so forth. So, but it's very safe. You got nothing to worry, even if you're alone.
Ustad, I've got breaking news from our beloved brother. Just received the message right now. He says, Honorable Mufti Sahab, Assalamu Alaikum. We're requesting for Shahada of 9 sisters and 4 brothers. There are 13 together. We are ready. When you are ready, help us with the Islamic names as well. Brother Ibrahim Anderson, over to you, Ustad. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
MashaAllah, there are 9 sisters and 4 brothers.
9 sisters and 4 brothers.
MashaAllah. So the 4 brothers, same, Abu Bakr, Umar, Usman, Ali, you give them the name. And the 9 sisters, you give them the name of the honorable wives of Nabi alayhi salatu salam. So you will remember them, okay? Quickly, we'll go through them. Oh, my brother Ibrahim Anderson, Barakallahu Fiqh, Jazakallahu Khair. So 13 people embracing Islam now. Not us, it's only Hadha min Fadli Rabbi, Hadha Rahmatun min Rabbi. So inshallah, Khadija, Aisha, then Hafsa, then Sauda, then Zainab, thereafter Maymuna, and then Juwayriya, and thereafter you will have that Safiya, And thereafter you will have, let's see which other wife name we can give, inshallah. There's two Zainabs also, you can give Zainab to two of them. So in that way you will have nine, I think. So you just look at the honorable wives of Nabi alayhi salatu salam, and in that way, inshallah, Umm Habiba, Umm Salama. So there you got nine there already. So you just look in the nine names and you give everyone a different name. So then inshallah, that will be the honorable wives of Nabi alayhi salatu salam. Okay, you 13, mashallah, Allah Ta'ala is blessing you on this day, the 4th of Zulqadah, you're becoming Muslim. So you repeat after me with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah. Ashhadu, ashhadu, Allah, Allah, ilaha, ilaha, illallahu, illallahu, wa ashhadu, anna, anna, Muhammadan, abduhu, abduhu, wa rasuluh, mashallah, you, my nine sisters, my four brothers, you all are Muslim now. We gave you the Muslim names. So the four men, you take the Khulafa'i Arba, the four Khulafa, Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Usman, Sayyidina Ali, the nine, we gave you the nine names of the honorable wives of Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in that way there, that is done. Now we have to give you the translation. And inshallah, Brother Ibrahim Anderson will show you which books to read and who you should contact, and you contact us also. If you have any further queries, you just send me a WhatsApp 071-888-1184. This is my personal number, 071-888-1184, and inshallah we will assist you along your journey, inshallah. So you repeat after me now. I bear witness that truly there is none worthy of worship, that there is none worthy of worship except Almighty Allah, except Almighty Allah. And I also bear witness, that the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, we say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but you say peace be upon him, was, is, will always be the last and the final, messenger and prophet of Almighty Allah. So the last and the final prophet and messenger of Almighty Allah. MashaAllah, you are Muslimin and Muslimat. You have entered the Muslim faith. Now every day learn about Islam, practice on it, propagate it. And inshallah, my brother Ibrahim Anderson, the ambassador of Islam, MashaAllah. Master Brother Ibrahim Anderson, many people want your number also, but we're not giving them your number, you understand? So you must remember these things there, because every day they're going to trouble you there. So you must remember that. You just keep your number quiet, and then you contact Mona Arafat, and then inshallah we carry on with our work. Well done to you, my brother Ibrahim Anderson. Allah Jalla Wala accept all your efforts. Allah accept all our broken efforts, humble efforts. And inshallah, you, my sisters, always in English or Afrikaans or Zulu or Khoza or whatever, so you beg Almighty Allah, Ya Allah, keep me steadfast on Islam and let me die on Islam. Ameen. So that is what our dua and supplication is.
Ustad, I've got a brother Matthew. He says that, AK, why has every superpower tried to conquer Afghanistan, even though the country has nothing special like oil, coal, natural gas, or valuable minerals? Matthew, Ustad.
That's the mistake you are making, my brother Matthew. The British came not once, they came thrice. Go read the lectures of the Prime Ministers of Britain. In 1962-63, Macmillan gave a lecture, Prime Minister of Britain, and said, first law of politics, never ever invade Afghanistan. 79, then the Russians came, USSR with the Red Army. They thought it would be a walk in the park, and they stayed there for 10-11 years. The whole Soviet Union collapsed. Now they call it the Russian Federation. Then then your haramis came, the Yankees came, then they came George Bush and so forth, and then every president after that till Biden, 48 countries coalition, and my brothers and my sisters praying at home, and my brothers dicing with death, remember that, gave America and their allies such a thrashing that Trump said it was the worst defeat in the history of America. So that is one side. And they're telling them, you want more? Come more. We're ready for you. You see, that is the Mujahideen. And they're telling this Arab pot dictators, traitors, murtads and apostates that you open the borders and we will show what we will do with Israel, the haramis. We will wage guerrilla war and we will liberate the whole of Palestine. But these Arab leaders, majority of them, are bowing down to Israel and America, the hypocrites. So what does Afghanistan have? I don't know, Matthew, how much you read. Red Afghanistan has the world's greatest amount of lithium, what you use in your cell phone and what you use on your laptop and so forth. Now they have discovered oil, they have discovered gold, they have discovered so many things. You know who's benefiting? China. China and Afghanistan are making deals, and they gave them a time limit. In 1 year, we want that oil and everything to be flowing. Otherwise, we'll give it to Russia. Otherwise, we'll give it to other countries and so forth. So they're making a lot of deals now with Iran, with Turkey, with Pakistan, and so many other countries. So if you don't know about it, you only know one thing, Matthew, that they're not allowing the girls to go to school and so forth. That also is exaggeration and a lot of propaganda, remember that. But we say our Afghan Mujahideen, still remember the word Taliban. Taliban means the students of Islam. They are going to give their life for the liberation of Palestine. Remember the ahadith and the teaching, preaching of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam regarding Khurasan. Go read, my brother Matthew, that Afghanistan's original name was Khurasan. 277, 278 years ago, approximately, Ahmad Shah Abdali changed the name, remember, from Khurasan to Afghanistan. Only two people conquered Afghanistan, and that were the beloved Prophet Mustafa, Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, students and companions, Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu's time, and Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu's time. And you students and ulama, go open Abu Dawood, you will find the word Kabul mentioned there, how we call the capital Kabul. Now imagine in Abu Dawood's time, and in hadith is mentioned Kabul. So therefore, many things still going to happen, Matthew. Don't worry, your Bible, Matthew, Luke and all that will be finished, as you can see. Now yesterday I spoke about Illinois, now you must speak about Colombia. Now they got investigation there, that the priests were busy with the children, and how many of them they abused and homosexuality and gave. This is what Matthew and Mark and all that is teaching you. You clergy, you pastors and priests, shame on you, man. How can you go and take advantage of these children and you say you're the man of the floor, of the raw, you know, or of the cloth and so forth and so on. So Christianity is dead. You must remember that. Judaism is dead. Hinduism is dead. So only Islam has stood the test of time, because our constitution is still in its pristine purity, and millions of people have by hearted it and memorized it.
I got Nazim Bhai Ustad from, he says, Pakistan. Say, he says, was MBS also involved in the regime change against Imran Khan? This is Nazim Bhai from Pakistan, Ustad.
Nazim Bhai, aap kahan ke ho? Nazimabad ke ho? Ke Islamabad ke ho? Ke Lahore ka ho? Ye to zahir baat hai ke MBS to murtad hai, pakka shaitan hai, harami hai, ghaddar hai, aur jo hai wo to bilkul pasand nahi karte Imran ko. Jab Imran baatein karte hai India ke khilaf aur Kashmir ke bare mein, ye log ko bilkul na pasand. Inko to bas paisa paisa ki chakkar hai. Wo to Modi ji ko itne salam karte hai aur inaamat pesh karte hai. Ye zalim log, inko pata nahi ke Gujarat mein kya hua, کہ اس شیطان نے کتنے مسلمانوں کے جان لے لی, کتنے خواتین کی عزت لوٹ لی. Tawa, you don't understand what I said. I say, you don't understand Nazim Bhai. There's a place called there in Pakistan, Nazimabad. I asked him, you from there, or you from Karachi, or from Lahore, or where?
Lahore.
So he's from Lahore. From, you see, so obviously they're all involved in this. America is involved. There is this MBS. Because Imran speaks the truth. He says that what does Modi and them got a military there? So, and they want to change the demographics there of Kashmir and so forth. They feel very uncomfortable. United Arab Emirates, MBZ, MBS, all of them, because they want to just carry on with their deals and making money and so forth. So therefore, 100% they're directly, indirectly involved in all these things here, because they are more slaves of America and Israel compared to being slaves of all Almighty Allah. Aapke yahan ek jo hai abhi jhagra chal raha hai, fauj ek taraf aur ye sab chamte unke ye Shabbaz Sharif aur Bilal aur ye ve aapke Zardari aur ye wo Maulana Diesel aur ye sab jo hai aur us taraf jo hai dusri taraf awam hai, to ye hai jagra chal rahe. To kon jeetega, wo to Allah jante. So you see, there's a tussle conflict going on. The army and the current government, which is crooked like you can't believe, and corrupted like you can't believe. Maybe only the ANC beats them. So anyway, you must remember that on the other side are the masses. If you just saw yesterday, day for yesterday, over 1 million people came for Imran and so forth. I got nothing to do with Imran, but there are certain things we really object on him. But we must speak the truth, remember that. So that is what we are saying. So now they know that Imran will never allow them for the Americans and the West bases inside Pakistan. And that's what they want, you must remember that. And then they know the dollar will work with the Pakistani politicians, but with Imran it will not work. He spent time in the West, he knows how they operate and so forth.
I see Sister Abigail wants to know what is actually happening right now in Gaza. That's what she says, Ustad.
In Gaza, the siege continues. You must remember, 16 years and more. And it is, you, my Sister Abigail, go read the book, The Palestinian Laboratory. Write it down, my Sister Abigail. The Palestinian Laboratory, Anthony. So his surname is very difficult. So Anthony, A-N-T-O-N-Y, is the author. And he says they use it as a testing ground. Therefore, every 3 months, 6 months, 1 year, they must have some reason, whether it's justified, not justified, to go and murder children, murder innocent people, murder women. They are the murderers of prophets and messengers. Therefore, Almighty Allah, curse the Jutla, the Harami, and the Jews. Right till the day of Qiyamah, Allah will punish them. And that is enshrined explicitly, clearly in the Quran, chapter 7, verse 167. So remember, Gaza for us is where Al-Imam Shafi'i, rahimahullah, was born in the year 150. Gaza for us, my sister Abigail, is the place where the Prophet Muhammad Mustafa, Habib, great great grandfather Hashim, your name is Hashim, it means you're a baker, you make bread and so forth, and then you distribute to the people. So that was called the portfolio of Rifada, to feed the pilgrims and the visitors. And then third one, Gaza is where the Mujahideen are coming. If you know anything, Abigail, about Egypt, I don't know if you visited or know Cairo and so forth. So it was conquered on the 1st of Ramadan, 20 years after the Hijrah migration. And you see that when before entering there, Amr bin As radiallahu anhumah, and Amr bin As, so the Amr is Sahabi and As is his father, is not, he was a member, so it's radiallahu anhu. So Amr bin As radiallahu ta'ala, his son is Sahabi, Abdullah bin Amr. So then you say radiallahu anhumah. Anyway, Amr bin As is Fatih Misr, the conqueror of Egypt, and when before entering there, they were in Gaza, they preparing themselves. Then they entered and they launched the attack and they were victorious. So Gaza is the place of Mujahideen, remember that. So we're going to wage the war still, my sister. Don't worry, we're going to take over whole Israel. You can see fitnas are running. Didn't I tell you now? So you must remember that they're already moving to Portugal and here and there and so forth. One more question,
Mona. One more, Ustad. I've got Jonathan. He says, AK, where do you get your news, views, and interviews from, Ustad?
I don't want to tell you, Jutla. You must remember that we got our secret gin nuts. You'll understand. Tell me one thing that I said is incorrect. Then, tell me one thing I said is incorrect. You must remember that. I sleep 11 o'clock, up past 11 at night to give you news, views, and interviews. We speak to the jinn nuts. So you must remember that. We're not going to tell you. You know why? The Prophet ﷺ said, Al-Harbu Khud'a. You like it, right, Jonathan? Speak the truth. We give 100% news. One thing very sad news. We can cry. We must hang our heads in shame as Muslims. In Cape Town, in Elsie's Bay or Elsie's River or whatever day in Cape Town, two guys supposed to be Muslim, they went to that imam there and imam got them married. He said, no, you must not live in sin. I will perform your marriage, your nikah. And they gave him 700 rand or whatever. Whole lot murtad out of the fold of Islam. In Islam, we must hang them high. You must remember this. These are the haramis. I debated with these imams, you know. They call themselves Muslim and so forth. So, inna akhwafa ma akhafu ala ummati amila amala qawmi lutin. Authentic hadith in Mishkat Sharif. Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, one of the things I fear the most in this ummah is your gay business, your sodomy, your Adam and Steve business. Allah protect us. We conclude today's lesson. Allahumma hassin farji. Ya Allah, protect our private parts. 8:30 to 9 will be, inshallah, Brother Abu Bakr Rawat with Mozaid. 11 to 12 will be Fiqh Mozaid and myself, inshallah, Al-Aziz. And that we're discussing Zamzam. 1 to 2 will be Tafsir. And inshallah, now we go for the news with Brother Suleiman Esop. And thereafter, the Fajr Adhan. And thereafter, Mona Khalid. 7 o'clock, Mona Zahid. Barakallahu fiqh. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.